door? There. What? It's not as if I could use my hands while I'm carrying you like this. And there's no way I'm gonna make you walk into our new home. Oh. Yeah. I guess you could have just unlocked it for me. Well, whatever. I only broke the hinges. And they were gonna need to be replaced anyways if it was that easy to kick the door down. You think it's funny, don't you? Naughty boy. What makes you think it's okay to laugh at your master? That's quite bold for someone so... ticklish. Yeah, I know all your sweet spots, and I can do this all day. Oh, I guess I better stop. You nearly squirmed out of my arms there, honey. I don't really want to put you down yet, but we can't really leave that door open now, can we? So, I'm going to gently set you down on your feet. Good boy. How does it feel to be in your new home? Our new home. Gods, I love that smile of yours. I wish I could make you this happy all the time. You flatterer. It really isn't fair how easily you give me butterflies. Though, if that's true, I promise to always stay by your side. That way, you won't ever be sad. Sweetie. Oh, right. The door. Just let me get the shopping bag from outside, then we'll fix this mess up in no time. There. There. Don't want to leave this out on the street. All right. Back to the problem at hand. Here, I'll just hold it up against the frame. And can you cast a quick protection spell over it? Thank you, sweetheart. That should keep it in place. For the moment, at least. Now, I think we're in the middle of something. No one can interrupt us here, baby. And you can be as loud as you want. It's a good thing we decide against living in the city itself. The houses are too close together for my taste anyways. Yeah, we probably wouldn't have been popular with the neighbors. Not after keeping them up all night. This is nice though, isn't it? I mean, the walk to the administrative district is a bit long. But who knows? I might not end up accepting that position in the Ministry of War. No, it's a good job. Just, I don't know. Isn't there something else we could be doing? Well, what if we opened up a shop? It doesn't really matter what kind. It could be a bakery. Why not? Didn't you say that you love making sweets? Oh, don't worry, honey. You can still save the best treats for me. In fact, you'd better. This isn't something we have to decide right now, though. We are supposed to be taking a little vacation. I've just been thinking about the future, and I'm not sure if I want to spend so much of my time away from you. No, you're right. It would probably be best for me to take the job. The pay's amazing, and the hours honestly aren't that bad. Still, it'd be very different. After spending essentially every day with you at the front, the prospect of working apart isn't too appealing. I know we'd miss each other during the day. Puppy. Will you forgive your master for being so selfish? Well, to be honest, I'm not too surprised that you feel the same way. We've both become rather attached to each other, haven't we? We'll figure it out. I know we will. There may even be some positions available for you at the academy. If you're interested, that is. Did you forget that I'm a major now? Your master's moving up in the world, sweetie. I do have some pull in the government. Plus, the academy can always use more skilled healers. Too many people opt to learn combat magic, you know? That's why there's so many summoners in the military. They don't have anywhere else to work. Oh, trust me, there wouldn't be any problems. You aren't just some random human, after all. You're my mate. I got you registered in everything. In the eyes of the law, you have the same rights as I do. Well, almost the same. I am still your master. Yeah, that's why we bought you that fancy collar, remember? So everyone knows you have an owner. You'll always be my little pet. Do you want to try it on? Of course you can. Here, let's go to the living room so we can sit down. I'd like to get a look at the rest of the house anyways. We've only really seen the foyer so far. Let's see here. Moment of truth. Yeah. I could get used to living like this. Jeez. It's almost nicer on the inside than the outside. I know. I was a bit worried about this place myself. I mean, we bought it without even stepping inside. But the price is amazing, and with all the other soldiers coming home, good land like this is being snatched up quickly. Plus, I've always been able to trust my sister with these kind of things. I knew she'd find us a good starter house while we were away. Gods. I can only imagine the look on her face when she heard I was coming home with a human mate. I read you the letter she sent back, didn't I? What was it she said again? I assume you're bringing a plaything for me as well. Made me feel kind of bad, to tell you the truth. I hadn't even thought of that until she mentioned it. Oh, trust me, darling. You don't have to worry about your sister-in-law. She's loaded. Yep, she runs her own trading company and everything. Supposedly, they've seen a massive increase in profits since the war started. She's an interesting woman, that's for sure. Honestly, I've kind of missed her. Plus, most of the stuff is still at her place. We'll have to go over there soon. Were you expecting a housewarming party, sweetie? I do plan on introducing you to the rest of the family. But that's going to have to wait. Because right now, I want you all to myself. Aw, puppy. Don't you remember what I told you when we met? When I claimed you for the first time? No? I guess you were a little preoccupied. Let me refresh your memory then. I said that I'd take a little time off after we got here and fuck you senseless every day until you got me pregnant. Oh, come on, sweetheart. You just wanted to hear me say it, didn't you? I know you've secretly been dreaming of this moment. How cute. My little pet can't wait to breed his master. You've got to put your collar on first, though. Someone's excited, isn't he? Just hold on a second while I get it out of my bag. And there. You're going to look so beautiful with this around your neck, sweetie. I hate to admit it, but that girl at the store really knew what she was talking about. The color matches your eyes perfectly. Gods, I didn't expect to feel this nervous. I know you've already been registered, but that felt more like a formality. Actually, collaring you is... it's a big moment. I fantasized about making you my mate for so long, and now that we're about to do it... I'm getting a bit emotional, okay? And the way that you're looking at me right now isn't helping, you know. There isn't even a shadow of hesitation in your eyes, only love and trust. There's no going back from this, sweetie. Wearing my collar means you're rebound to me, and you've offered your heart and soul to your master. Are you sure you're okay with that? Oh, I won't let you regret this, baby. I promise. Here, let me just put your collar on. It's perfect. You're perfect. I love you so much, puppy. I don't know what I would have done if I hadn't found you, if you weren't my mate. What did I do to get this lucky? So, how does it feel? It isn't too tight, is it? Good. I want my pet to feel nice and snug in his collar. Simply wearing it should remind you how much I love you, how fiercely I'll protect you. If you're ever stressed, just rub the little metal tag and think of me. From now on, I will always be with you, no matter where you are. I swear to keep you safe, sweetheart. And that's an oath I intend to uphold. In fact, I've got another little surprise for you. Close your eyes. Good boy. You might feel a little warmth around your neck, but don't worry. I'm just casting a spell. All done. You can open your eyes, baby. Do you like it? I know I didn't have to, but you deserve something even better than a collar, darling. So I spent the past few months developing this ward. It contains the pure essence of my magic, a fragment of my very being. Now, I'll know if you're ever hurt or in danger, and can come rushing over. Plus, a ward is still a strong defensive spell in of itself. Wearing the collar will be just like donning a suit of armor. A very stylish one, no less. No, it wasn't an easy thing to do. But that doesn't matter. Your safety isn't something I'm willing to take chances with. You're all mine, puppy. My breed slut. The future father of my children. You know, I've been off my birth control for some time now. I should be fertile. Oh, look how flustered you've gotten. Are you imagining all the ways your master's going to take you? How drained you'll feel after? It's all right, darling. There's no need to feel guilty. Because I'm going to make all those fantasies come true. That's right. It's time for you to give me a gift.
Why don't we go find the bedroom?
Oh, I know you're excited, puppy. But this is a new couch, and I'd rather only have to clean a set of sheets. I could even carry you there. Good boy. Yeah, I'm kind of starting to enjoy picking you up. What? It feels kind of nice holding you. Plus, you look really cute like that, okay? Oh, come here already. Good boy. Let Master support you with her strong arms. Nothing better than coming back to a freshly made bed, is there? This whole room turned out really nice, actually. We'll have to do something special to thank my sister for setting everything up for us. Maybe even send her some homemade sweets. Though, it'll be a while till you'll have time to bake. I intend on keeping you very busy this week. Alright, stay still while I gently set you down on the bed. What do you think? Pretty big step up from the mattress in our old tent, right? Yeah, there are some things I miss from those days, but waking up with a stiff back isn't one of them. It's going to be kind of strange not smelling the smoke from our campfire in the morning. I doubt we'll ever eat rations again. I mean, I'm not really complaining. They weren't so bad, though. A simple meal like that can be comforting. You're right, sweetie. I'll forget all about that crappy porridge as soon as I taste your cooking. Food made with love is always the best, isn't it? We're going to have to make a lot of adjustments, though. That's for sure. But there isn't anyone I'd rather settle down with. Mm-hmm. If you thought I was working you hard healing our troops, just imagine what it would be like with three little rambunctious girls running around the house. What? I think three's a good number to start. We'll probably end up wanting a whole gaggle of kids, though. Oh, they'll have their mother's fierceness. I have no doubt of that. Yet, I can't imagine that some of your empathy won't sneak in as well. We're gonna make the cutest kids, sweetie. I mean, they're sure to give us lots of grief over the years, but they'll be perfect all the same, just like you are. My loving puppy. My perfect husband. Are you ready to give your master a baby? I'm going to take your clothes off. Good pet, now help me with mine. Gods, I love how excited I'd make you. My body turns you on so much, doesn't it? Then worship me. Make love to your goddess. Yes, touch me. Rub my breast. Your hands feel amazing. You're so gentle, yet hungry at the same time. I can tell how badly you need me, but you're already hard and aching. Good boy. All you want is to make your mommy happy. Oh, was that a little whimper? Yeah, you like thinking of me as your mommy, don't you? It's okay, sweetie. I'm not just your master now, or even your owner. That's right, puppy. You're going to make me a mother. Ah, slow down. There's something I've been thinking about for a while, but was afraid to ask you to do until now. Well, I want to nurse you. Yeah? That makes me so happy, sweetie. There you go. Just take one of my nipples into your mouth. Good boy. Soon my breasts will grow big and heavy with milk for our baby. You'll probably have to relieve me like this every day. I can't wait to have you drink from my swollen tits as you rub my pregnant belly. Keep sucking. Move your hand down so you can tease my slit. My adorable baby boy. Mommy loves you so much. Watching you nurse has gotten me really wet. My juices are getting all over your fingers. Imagine how wonderful it'll feel to have mommy's warm milk spilling out onto your tongue. Yes. Good boy. Slowly put a finger inside me. Fuck. I wish we could stay like this forever. I don't need anything else. Just having you close to me is enough. Why don't you switch nipples, baby? There you go. You know all my spots, sweetie. Right there. Good boy. faster. Don't stop. Don't stop sucking. Sucking? Sucking. Don't stop sucking, sweetheart. Yeah. Just let mommy hold your head against her chest. I'm getting really close. You're gonna make me come, baby. Mommy's going to squirt all over your fingers. Good boy. Good boy. Latch off so you can lick your fingers clean. You always love getting a taste of me, don't you? That's it. Lap it up. Good pet. My sweet baby boy. You got hard from watching me come, didn't you? Yeah? Gods, you're so cute. Are you ready for mommy to mount you? Lay down on the bed. You look the best splayed out like this, sweetie, with your stiff cock twitching in the air. I've always used to love shoving you down and positioning myself right above your aching manhood, so I could hear my little slut beg me to rape him. The way you'd whimper and cry for me was adorable. It took me a while to fully break you in, though. You were still telling me to stop after 3 whole weeks. But that never lasted more than a few minutes, did it? At the end of the night, as your cum was leaking out of me, you'd whisper that you loved me, that you were sorry for saying no. And then we cuddled tight as you fell asleep. However, to tell you the truth, what I felt most in those moments was guilt. Here was someone I loved with all my heart, someone I knew I was hurting, who flinched away from me every touch, only hours ago, and you were apologizing to me. Why? What had you done wrong? I was the monster, the one who treated you like a toy. When I was fucking you, the fear in your eyes excited me. I wanted to claim you, to make you belong to me. It was as if something inside me was unleashed. Some terrible primal instinct. Giving to that desire meant forcing my will onto you. And yet, I never fought against it. Not once. The things I did were unforgivable. The pain I caused couldn't be erased, no matter how many times you whispered that you loved me. I understood all of this, even then, but I still couldn't let you leave. And that, at least, I don't regret. Because you are mine, darling. The collar on your neck says that much. I had to rape you. If I hadn't, someone else would have taken you away from me. Oh, puppy, I love you too. You're the most precious thing in my life. That's why I want to carry a part of you inside me. I don't think I can wait any longer. I need to claim you, slut. Good boy. Shook yourself while mommy watches. Get really hard, okay? Slowly work that shaft as you rub your balls. Such a pretty breeding slut. Can you feel the blood rushing to your cock? The arousal building inside? Spit in your hand, puppy. Yeah, get yourself all lubed up. You've been so, so good, sweetie. Since our first time together, you've only come inside me. I've taken all your loads for almost a year now. And now, it's finally time for the real thing. Take your hands off your cock. Good boy, I'm going to move your legs. Yeah, that's it. Get those hips in the air. Look up at me, baby. Watch as mommy guides you inside her tight, wet pussy. Halfway. You're so hard, sweetie. You like it when I fuck you in this position, don't you? It's so much easier for me to be rough with my little breed slut. You can't even move. You just have to lie there and take it. But this is what makes you feel best. Coming outside wouldn't even be satisfying anymore. You'd probably just ruin it if you did. Let a little trickle of sperm without getting any real release. My adorable pet needs to be dominated by me. You have to be shown who owns you. Shown again and again until my love becomes etched into your heart. Yes, moan my name, slut. Let mommy hear you cry out in pleasure. Do you want me to go faster? Yeah? All right. I'll fuck you like the whore you are. Who owns this cock? That's right, sweetie. Mommy holds your leash. You're only here to satisfy me. I won't let anyone else get their hands on my mate. No other woman can have you, got it? Good boy. I trust you. I trust you with my life. But it's not like it was before. When we were on the front, all the other elves had a breed slot like you to use. I didn't have to worry about someone trying to take my puppy away from me. Here, however, there aren't enough prisoners to go around. I'm gonna have to be a lot more vigilant with you. That collar may not be enough to stop some women from trying to force themselves on you. Well, anyone who tries will have to go through me first. Good boy. You're twitching inside me, sweetie. Are you about to shoot it out? Do it, puppy. Breed me. Fill me up. Good boy. Keep coming. Let it all out in my fertile womb. Empty those heavy balls. That's my good boy. I'll just gently lay you back down on the bed. Mommy's going to rest next to you. The way none of your seed will leak out. Mommy's going to rest next to you. That way none of your seed will leak out. There. Don't get too comfortable though, darling. I'm not even close to being done with you. You can still go another round, right? What if I wrap my fingers around your cock and start stroking? Nice and slow for now. It must be really sensitive. Oh, baby, you're covered in a mixture of your own cum and my juices. See how my hand just slides up and down your shaft? It's so slippery. Good boy. Get hard again. Let me take care of you. I'll jerk this perfect cock of yours until you're ready for me. Mommy loves how stiff you are. Are you recovered now? Yeah? Then, my love, I want you to fuck a baby into me. Get on top of me this time. Move between my legs and line yourself up at my entrance. Oh, puppy, I love you so much. Kiss me. Kiss me as you slowly ease yourself in. I feel so full. Oh, good boy. You can start moving. Yes, give it to me, slut. Thrust your hips. Make love to me. The walls of my pussy are wrapping around you so tightly. It's like my body doesn't want to let you go. Just keep rubbing against that spot. Good fucking boy. Push your cum deep inside me. Fuck. Your cock is getting all creamy. Don't hold back, slut. You feel so fucking good. The desperate way you're bucking inside me. And all those submissive little whines. You're mommy's breed, slut. Holy shit. I'm really gonna get pregnant. Can you imagine how sexy I'll look? With your baby growing in my belly, sweetheart. I'll have a glow of motherhood around me. My body will change too. Once it's safe too, we're going to have the most amazing sex. Oh, you're twitching. Is that tuning your alarm, sweetie? Yeah? Do you want to fuck my pregnant pussy? Good boy. Let me wrap my legs around you. Don't stop thrusting. Don't you dare stop. Yes, my little puppy. I'm so close. I want you to come with me. I'll count you down, okay? Ready? 10, 9, 8. I feel your balls pulling up. 7, 6, 5, fuck me. 4, 3, 2, we're almost there. 1, you're gonna make mommy come again. 0, come with me. Yes. Give me your seed. Knock me up. Pull that thick sperm inside of me. Twitch and spasm until you're completely empty. Good boy. Good boy. Come for mommy. There you go. Come here. You did really well. Don't pull out just yet. I want you to stay like that for a little bit. Rest your head on my shoulder. You're everything to me, baby. I shatter the stars for you. Crack the heavens open just to see you smile. And you know you feel, and I know you feel the same way. Our new life together is about to start. And I won't lie. It will be difficult at times. You might get into a few petty fights or become upset with each other. But I want you to always remember this moment. I want you to always remember how much I love you. You're not falling asleep, are you? Good. Because I wasn't lying when I said we were going to fuck all night. I wonder how long you can go without passing out.